No panic zone. I'm Steve Cooper. I am America's voice. I'm going to tell you the truth every day, which scares the hell out of the left, but so it is. God bless America. It's the Steve Cooper Show. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in Arizona, a half dozen bicycle riders in critical condition after a pickup truck plows into a crowd of riders. It happened during an annual race. And police changed the driver and fired shots as well. Two, a terrible accident in Alabama left nine kids and an adult dead after two cars lost control in heavy rain, triggered the deadly crash, turned Father's Day into just a horrible nightmare. And number one, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, the most powerful man in Washington, a pure partisan playing the long game of pushing Democrats far to the left, is now breathing new life into the Democrats' perverse pursuit of total power in the party drive to federalize elections, taking all the power away from the states, making sure that populism dies and no one that they don't approve of is ever elected again. At least that's the hope. They will do anything and say anything, lie, cheat, steal, maybe even more, as long as it keeps Donald Trump from ever occupying the White House again. And more than that, they also want to guarantee that anyone who supported President Trump or his ideas is permanently removed from the equation with no shot at all of ever winning. Read Ron DeSantis there. They want to destroy half the nation's ability to be heard. They support the cancel culture in all its forms. They support critical race theory, the massive redistribution of wealth, reparations to one group of people, open borders, boys running against girls in track meets, ending freedom of speech, eliminating the freedom of religion, and otherwise burning the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, on their way with their pitchforks to burning the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. Joe Manchin has opened the door to ballot harvesting, same-day voter registration, massive early voting, mandatory mail-in ballots, and a lot more. And did I mention the filibuster? Now Manchin said he would consider changing that after saying recently he would never do that. Let's start with Manchin's renewed openness to S1, the For the People Act, which would steal state power and federalize elections. Now, having said that, there are some things here that I agree with. One of the things that I've always wondered about is why some of these states allow early voting for weeks in advance. Some of them are like 8 and 10 weeks in advance. 8 and 10 weeks, the whole world can change. In 8 and 10 weeks, the whole world can change. But here's the list of partial list, what Manchin put together. First, make Election Day a public holiday. We don't need any more public holidays. We need the government to stop interfering with small business and get people back to work. We have enough public holidays. If employers want to give people the day off, that's one thing. But I've never found it difficult to figure out how to vote. Most people don't. And if you want to have a mail-in ballot, then have a mail-in ballot, because this provides for that. In fact, part two, mandate at least 15 consecutive days of early voting for federal elections. Now it says at least 15 days, not just 15 days, at least 15 days. I guess states like Rhode Island and Delaware and Connecticut are going to have to change their laws to allow for this early voting of 15 days. It does require voter ID with allowable alternatives, if possible, utility bills and such. But voter ID required, so I agree with that, of course. Ban partisan gerrymandering and the use of computer models. I say no to this. You see, it's the state legislatures that get to decide how states are divided for elections, for congressional districts. The fact of the matter is, it's already bipartisan, because Republicans and Democrats all vote as to who goes to the state legislature, as do independents and libertarians and Green Party members. It's already a multi-tiered public system. The federal government has no need to weigh in on that. Automatic registration through the DMV with an option to opt out. Maybe, maybe not. We can talk about that one. Prohibit providing false information about elections to hinder or discourage voting and increase penalties for voter intimidation. That one is so open and vague, it should not be there. Who's going to be the truth squad here? The same fools that are the truth squad over at Facebook? No. Require states to send absentee by-mail ballots to eligible voters before an election? No. States can send out absentee ballots as they see fit. Again, it's a federalization of state elections. States have control over their own elections. They will not be dictated to by the federal government unless this goes through. Require the Election Assistance Commission to develop model training programs and award grants for training. No, no more of this. No more federal government training of election people. We have to do that at the local level, period. Allow for maintenance of voter rolls by utilizing information derived from state and federal documents. You mean like what they just did in Georgia? And by the way, in Georgia, they're going crazy now, the left. Oh my gosh, they've taken 100,000 names off the voter rolls. It's racist. Well, except that it's not. Of the 100,000 names that were returned as outdated, 18,486, at least that many, were deceased. Does that sound racist, or do you think the people that were deceased of all races were probably taken off the voter roll? That's what I would think. Many more moved. And in 2019, 300,000 obsolete voter files were removed before the November election. It happens in some states every year. This happens all over the country. It's not different to Georgia. By the way, I want to show you something here that concerns me because it's so dishonest. Stacey Abrams is dishonest. They run around saying, I have always supported voter ID, which is an absolute lie. Stacey Abrams has never supported a voter ID. She's gaslighting you while memory holding the truth about voting in Georgia and the United States. She has called voter ID requirements as racist and Jim Crow. Of course, that's bogus. Now she claims she's never said any such thing. Well, you decide for yourself. We're going to play her now, and then we're going to go all the way back to April. Listen to this. It's bite one. Go.
That's one of the fallacies of Republican talking points that have been deeply disturbing. No one has ever objected to having to prove who you are to vote. It's been part of our nation's history since the inception of voting. Voters without a driver's license or state ID must surrender their personal information and risk identity theft just to receive an absentee ballot. And then there are the 200,000 Georgia voters who don't have either ID and the putative free ID that is not free when you factor in the cost of transportation and the cost of underlying documents. You can read the full list of objections to SB 202 at StopJimCrow2.com.
Stop Jim Crow 2. And lying right along with the rest of the Democrats, Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, he says he's never opposed voter ID, says it's a big Republican lie, except, of course, that it isn't. Here's Warnock in 2012. Listen to this.
But we are witnessing right now, across this nation, the most determined and destructive assault on the voting rights of ordinary American citizens that we have seen since the ugly days of Jim Crow segregation. And I am sad to say that it all began right here in Georgia with these unnecessary and unjustifiable voter ID laws.
Voter ID, it's all racist. Liar. We'll be right back.
When it comes to fireworks, you want to put on a show. And Sparky's Fireworks Outlet is the professional way to go. Over 600 products from supplies to pyrotechnic-grade fireworks. Huge savings and bundle discounts on already low prices. And see before you buy with video previews. Bring the thunder and the action. Sparky's Fireworks Outlet in Jackson. Half mile east of Meyer on Ann Arbor Road. Sparky'sFireworksOutlet.com. Or call Sparky direct at 517-290-5834.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com. Pepperidge.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
All right. I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching at my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad